guys. How are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk Matt on Twitter for me, at Betting Pros on Twitter for Betting Pros. BetMGM, the title sponsor of this podcast, with our $10 offer to win $150 on any event. Use the promo code JUICE150 at sign up at BetMGM. Audio for this is found anywhere you get your audio podcasts, and we are always on video, YouTube for video. If you need to get into the Discord channel, we haven't talked much about that in a couple of podcasts or so. The links underneath me here on YouTube or bettingpros.com/chat to get in. Great time. I've been super crazy busy with the whole health thing and work and everything else. So like, I haven't been in there as much as I would like to have been over the last couple of weeks, but definitely you guys who are on there are carrying the load for me, and I appreciate it. We'll get back into it come March Madness. And well, it was fun to be on the Discord channel last night because Providence and their cover was, I wrote that bet off like five times with Xavier, and I kept on wanting to bet it live, and I kept on like going, nah, I'm just going to let it ride. Nah, I'm going to let it ride. Nah, letting it ride. And Providence, amazingly enough, comes up with a 7-point win. Should have bet Providence. I mean, you could have gotten some pretty good, decent odds if you would bet alternative spreads on Providence. Took like 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5 on that. They win 99-92 in triple overtime. That game on everything. That game had stoppages. They were talking about finishing the game at the practice facility without anyone there because of the water that was falling from the ceiling. What? The monitors weren't working for a bit. You had a really weird call for a flagrant foul. He had all sorts of strange things going on in that game, but we'll take it. We'll take that win. Creighton gets a huge win on the road against St. John's. Again, no idea why they were favored by 5. That was a very funky line, but Ryan Nemhart broke his wrist, and we don't know. Well, let me correct myself. He hurt his wrist. X-rays coming back, but I'm sick for the kid. I'm sick for the Creighton Blue Jays. They've won 6 games in a row. They're primed to make, you know, have an at-large bid to get into the dance with a D2 player and 3 freshman starters. What a job by Greg McDermott, man. I was brawling with some people on Twitter last night about Coach Mack. I think he's the coach of the year, and I know what Ed Cooley is doing with Providence, but no one has done a better job this season coaching than Greg McDermott. No one. Ed Cooley included. No one. If I was a voter, I'd vote Greg McDermott. I'm biased, but what a job by Coach McDermott. My God, how is that team even remotely close to making the dance as an at-large bid? Another quad one win for them, this time on the road against St. John's. Huge win. And now they take on Providence on the road coming up on Saturday to kind of end this road trip. Man, Providence can win the regular season championship. It'll hit 2 units for us. It'll be a bad one. We may need to just come in here and bet Providence on the money line, maybe big, and hope that Providence wins. And they're going to be pretty good favorites. My guess, without Nemhart, my guess is Providence is going to be laying 4 to 5 minimum at home, maybe 6 against the Creighton Blue Jays. But we might have no choice but to hop in and, you know, grab a hold of Providence trying to make up for the Nova bet. But here's the funny thing. We have that 1 unit bet at +150 on Loyola Chicago to win the Valley, right? So there's going to be a de facto regular season championship game between Northern Iowa and Loyola coming up this weekend. Loyola's on the road at Northern. I believe that's correct. I'll be curious what the line's going to be. My gut says Loyola gets -2. Maybe it's a pick, but we could get even money or plus money to be able to come back on the other side and bet a full unit on Northern Iowa, and then it doesn't matter. So that's one way we could hedge our bet a little bit there. And, you know, maybe we bet a little more. Maybe we bet 1.5 units. I don't know, but we'll see what the number is. But we may be able to make a little money back and guarantee a profit regardless of who wins between Northern Iowa and Loyola coming up this weekend. But the Iowa State under, way wrong. Oh boy. They combined for 163 points between West Virginia and Iowa State. Didn't see that coming. Iowa State winning, well, I guess it was 165, right? 84-81, the win for Iowa State at Hilton. Big win for them. They needed that. But West Virginia is not a very good basketball team. No. But the over was the play. Under was dead wrong. So 2-1, a 4-1-1 streak going. Another day where we're now nearly up 5 units over the last 8 days. So we've been hot. And so let's continue here with 3 plays. I'm going to break it up here a little bit. I don't like the college basketball slate. So we're going to go with 3 bets. In 3 sports, 1 NHL, 1 NBA, and 1 college basketball. Okay, let's start with the NHL. And this is just a straight because play. Columbus is at Florida. Florida at home is 23-4. Florida on the year is 32-19 to the over this year. 32 games. 32 totals going over, 19 unders. Okay. 32-19 to the over. Columbus, 14-4 to the over. Two of the best teams in the NHL playing for goals. In the first 2 meetings for these two teams, 9-2 Panthers, 8-4 Panthers. You want to play Florida on the puck line? I don't hate that. They're off a loss against Nashville. Don't hate that. But last 5 for the Panthers, 7-5-8-7-10 goals being scored. Last 5 for Columbus, 3-8-11-10-7. First 2 matchups, 11-12 goals being scored. The total is 6.5. The Panthers have individually gone over this. Okay. So I'm going to be involved in this game personally for goals. Okay. 6.5 is the official play, -125 on the over, Florida and Columbus. But I am equally going to be playing Florida Panthers team total. It's probably going to be 3.5, 4.5. I'm playing over that. I will be looking to live bet this. You know, this. Goal over in the first period, over 1.5, right? Second period, third period. Columbus gives up way too many goals. 3.6 goals per game given up by Columbus. Florida gives up 2.9, but they are offensively maybe the best team in the NHL. Florida is unbelievable. I am real close to betting on the Florida Panthers to win it all. I love their power play. I love their goaltending. It's good enough. Goaltending's not great. It's good enough. I'll say that. But whew. Tonight, over 6.5, half a unit, -125, official play for Columbus and the Florida Panthers. But I'll have more on that than just that one bet. To the NBA, Phoenix at Oklahoma City. Phoenix laying 9.5 points without Chris Paul. First game after the All-Star break without Chris Paul. First game after the All-Star break for the entire team with Oklahoma City at home. Oklahoma City this year is a redonkulous 35-19-4 ATS. Now they stink straight up, but as a dog, they're pretty nasty. In fact, against the conference, they're 22-13-2. Over their last 10, they're 6-2-2. And at home, they're 15-9-4. Now the Suns are very good on the road. They're 17-10 ATS. But this is the first game without Chris Paul. 9.5. That is a lot of points. 9.5 is a lot of points. Now, they lost on the road to Phoenix by 18, but they lost on the road to Phoenix by 12 earlier in the year. They're going to have Phoenix 2 home games. This is the first of the 2. So they're 1-1 ATS against Phoenix, and that was with Chris Paul. This is without Chris Paul. And going into the All-Star break, the Suns didn't cover their final 2 games at home against the Clippers and the Houston Rockets. So now this is their first game after the All-Star break. Give me the 9.5 points. I don't think the Thunder win the game, but +9.5. I'm going to fade the Suns for a bit until we see exactly what they look like without Chris Paul, in particular on the road against a feisty team at home that has given teams some trouble, that has, played hard this season. Sure, they're 18-40, and sure, they're 9-19 straight up at home. Not saying that the Suns are going to lose this game, but Give me the plus 9.5 for Oklahoma City. And finally, the lone college basketball bet on the day, Ohio State at Illinois. Ohio State is catching 6 points from the Illini. OSU 13-11 ATS, Illinois 12-14 ATS, 8-8 Big Ten ATS for Illinois, 9-6 for Ohio State, 5-6 on the road versus 7-6 at home. But here's the weird thing. This is the third game in the last 4 or 5 days for Ohio State. They played Iowa on the 19th. They played Indiana on the 21st. They lost to Iowa by 13 at home. They won by 11 against Indiana at home. Laying 5, laying 7. One cover, one not. One win and one not. Illinois coming off of a road trip in which they beat Michigan State by 5. They lost to Rutgers at the rack by 11. Bit of a stunner there. Last home game, they were laying 10.5 to Northwestern. They won by 7. Time before that, they were laying 7 to Wisconsin. They won by 13. I think they're going to have, oh, that just came down. Ryan Nemhart will miss the remainder of the season after suffering an injury with his right wrist. He will undergo surgery in the coming days, and he is done for the season. That is horrible news for Ryan Nemhart. I mean, 6-time Big East Freshman of the Week, averaging 11 points and 4.4 assists. Jays are 19-8, won 6 straight games, tied for 3rd in the Big East with an 11-5 record. 34 minutes for Ryan Nemhart are the most by a Big East freshman since 2011-2012, and he's out for the rest of the year. That sucks for the Creighton Blue Jays. Blah. Anyways, Illinois at home, laying 6 points. I like Illinois here. A lot of basketball for Ohio State. A lot of issues for them inside. KenPom has this as a 5-point win for Illinois. So maybe, I mean, I'm laying one extra point according to KenPom, but I think a lot of the stats here, Illinois' offensive efficiency is really, really good this year. 20th best in the country. Effective field goal percentage is top 50 in the country. Offensive rebounding is top 25. Rebounding for Ohio State is not one of their strengths. They actually are a pretty poor offensive and defensive rebounding team, to be quite honest. I think that's exploited here by Illinois. And I like Brad Underwood a lot. In February, in March, I like Brad Underwood a lot. I think Ohio State's going to put things together here. 9:00 Eastern time, Illinois -6 at home against Ohio State for a half a unit. Okay, 3 plays, half a unit each. Blue Jackets, Panthers over 6.5 at -125. Oklahoma City +9.5 against Phoenix. And Illinois -6 at home against Ohio State at -110. Been a good week. Let's keep it rolling. I'm Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.